Yeah, I don't know if you've seen it, that viral photo that's feminism without intersectionality is just white supremacy. Mm-hmm. And I think that's, you know, I have that picture in my room, and that's something that you just have to, like, remember that for a white person, for a white woman in this field and in the work that I'm doing, if I don't keep my focus on an intersectionalist framework, then I'm being oppressive and discriminating against other groups mm-hmm. just by nature of society, particularly for the way the states are set up and their racism. So it's something to be very vigilant about.
Yeah. So kind of our last little tidbits for this convo. Is there anything else that you'd like our listeners to know about Ultimate and gender equity?
I think the biggest thing about Ultimate is that it comes from this idea that anybody can play and there's a safe space for everyone. And so I would challenge Ultimate players out there to really ask, safe space for who? And I would challenge new players to go out to these spaces and try out Ultimate and play Ultimate, because there are some really incredible people and community in Ultimate, and not be afraid to push or ask for what you need from the sport. And when it comes to gender equity, I would just kind of go back to this idea of saying, don't say gender equity with the intention of just having equality between women and men, because we have so far to reach beyond even that equality and what that equality is defined by. We have to be very vigilant of people from all different types of backgrounds, and to constantly push ourselves to say, if, you know, we want gender equity, it's not just about female-male binary, it's really about the spectrum of gender. And until we have that spectrum of gender, until that spectrum of gender is supported, not only in the local communities, but also in the Olympics and in the world when it comes to that mainframe of sports, we're not going to have gender equity. So I would keep people focused on, you know, don't limit yourself to one thing, and really push to be intersectionalist, and really push to be open to that wide non-binary.
Yeah, definitely. This is all extremely important, and I'm really appreciative of your work that you do in the community and beyond. So where can folks find you, and then how can they participate in Upwind Ultimate?
Yeah, so Upwind Ultimate, we have our own website, www.upwindultimate.com. That's going to have all of our information. We have articles, we have videos, we're releasing online courses, like I said, and we're also on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at Upwind Ulti, U-L-T-I, for those out there not in the Ulti, the Ultimate crew. And then you can find me, I'm on Twitter at Low Reality, and happy to talk about any of this.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for being here, Laurel. It's great to talk with you and learn more about Upwind Ultimate and talk about gender equity.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Thanks. Cool.
Including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.
The night, a second time, is it a crime to avoid the truth and carry on acting like nothing's wrong? You keep falling away, falling away. I see your face in the rear view. I keep driving away, driving away. See your face in the mirror. You and I know this will not last. Getting caught in and out of ghosts of our past. Ghosts of our past.
You and I kiss goodbye. Our normal lives. Is this a sign?
You keep falling.
Hello, welcome. You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral territory of the Hakamine-speaking Musqueam people. My name is Lucy Clarkson, and you're listening to 24 Hours of Student Power. I'm here with CVC, Chinese Varsity Club. How are we doing today, guys?
Pretty good.
So good.
So good. You guys don't sound very enthusiastic. I think I need a little bit more enthusiasm for you today.
Well, it's our first time.
There we go.
Yeah, let's go.
Get pumped.
It's a Friday.
It's a Friday. Yeah, we've got 24 hours of student content. We've still got so much more coming down the track today. I think about like five, 6 more hours left, including this hour. So stay tuned for some really like just chill times chatting on the radio with CVC. So let's just kind of get going here, guys. Tell me, like, introduce yourselves each here. There's 5 of us in the studio today, which is like a nice big group.
Exciting.
And tell me a little bit about yourselves and tell everyone who you are, what year you're in, what do you study, and your position at CVC.
Okay, so I'll go first. My name's Leanne. I am a second year at UBC in arts. I'm studying psychology. And my position in CVC, I do external relations, so anything involving sponsorships, I handle that.
Sweet.
Hi, guys. My name is Aaron. I'm a current second-year kinesiology student, but third year at the school. I just transferred into the faculty this year. What I do for CVC is a ski trip department coordinator, so you probably see us boothing, promoting our annual ski trip at beginning of January. So I'm one of those people that helps promote that and helps organize that for you guys as well.
Hey guys, my name's Han. I am third year integrated engineering. Graduation date still undecided. But last year I did the improv show with CVC, so that's called Chin and Chow, coming up in March. And this year I'm a sports rep.
Hey everybody, I'm David. I'm in 5th year in the Faculty
Hello.
Of Arts. Yeah, in it for the long run.
Victory lap.
Yeah, graduating this year, though. I study political science. I'm poli-sci honors with international relations, but I also study sociology, so it's kind of like a mouthful.
A whole lot going
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
Very cool. And so what is like CVC? What is it, guys? Tell us what it's all about.
Yeah, totally. So I'm the president this year, so I guess I'm probably best suited to answer that question. But basically, CVC is UBC's largest social club, or one of UBC's largest social club. Basically, we put on a whole bunch of events for people to come out with their friends, meet new people, have fun, basically de-stress from school. It's not all about studying all the time. We have kind of events that go on throughout the year, big and small. We have big flagship events like our ski trip or our Chin and Chow production or our talent show, but we also have smaller events like movie nights and various sports teams as well that we handle. So it's pretty much just a way for you to kind of enrich your university experience through extracurriculars and socials.
For sure. And what's with the, like, the name, I think, turns everyone, like, gets everyone a bit confused. Where did the name Chinese Varsity Club come from?
Yeah, totally. So CVC is actually one of UBC's oldest social clubs, or oldest clubs as well. We're 88 years old this year. So we've been going strong since 1930. Yeah. And so basically the name comes back from history, and a really kind of checkered history at UBC as well. So back in the 1930s, UBC didn't actually allow Chinese people to participate on varsity teams. So a group of Chinese guys decided to get together, make a club, and play sports because they were pretty much banned from playing sports from official UBC teams.
Wow.
Really shitty.
Yeah. Rude, UBC. Rude.
Yeah. So fast forward 88 years later. Obviously, that's no longer the case, fortunately. But we have kept the name to some extent to kind of hearken to that history, to recognize where that came from, and to not kind of forget. We go by CVC now, just like how Mountain Equipment Co-op goes by MEC.
Yeah, all about the rap, you know?
Yeah, rolls off the tongue a little bit easier. And we also just want to kind of let everybody know that we are super inclusive. We have all sorts of different races and ethnicities. We're not necessarily a purely cultural club. We hold events that everybody can come to. So we really want to emphasize that we have a history, but we're also open to everybody.
For sure. But, I mean, it's important to call out where call out is due. I mean,
totally.
Like, if UBC's, you know, that's not actually that long ago. And to be able to, like, just have, like, a really fun club that's, like, a reminder as a little, like, hey, UBC, like, we're here and we're like, not going anywhere, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Even though it's not, it's still in our history, and it's good to remind that because people think that it's just, like, disappears into the ether, but nah, this is part of our world. So it's exciting that CVC is here and, like, strong, holding up that Chinese pride in your history while also being inclusive now.
Really, yeah, totally.
Cool.
That's why we haven't changed the name.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's really exciting to even hear that because I've been here forever, and I didn't actually know that was the history of CVC, so that's really cool to know.
Yeah, it confuses lots of people, but we like to clear it up whenever we can.
Yeah, of course. But, I mean, awesome. Awesome club. You guys have been well-known for on campus. You are well-known on campus, and it's exciting that you guys get to share, like, all these exciting things that you're doing here at CITR. So super stoked to have you here. So I want to talk to each of you individually here about how you got involved in the club and what were your first impressions of CVC?
Sure. I'll go first. So how I got involved into the club, or kind of how I actually found out about CVC, was in my first year. So 2 years ago, one of my high school friends who was a executive in her first year, she actually messaged me on Facebook and she's like, oh, you should come out to the ski trip. No idea what the club was, no idea what was going on. I was like, what's CVC? What do you mean? She's like, oh, it's this kind of social club. Like, we host different events and such. And also kind of got that, like, kind of did my own research, and I found that it was like Chinese Varsity Club. And I was like, is this just for, like, Chinese people? And then she's like, no, like, anyone can come. So it's kind of going back to what, like, David said about this kind of whole idea of we're obviously now beyond that name, and we're inclusive to everyone. So I went on to the ski trip, and I actually met, like, some of the great people that I still know today. And I became very involved as a member with the club, and just meeting new people and involved in the rec leagues that we hold as well. So it's through my second year. I just, again, got involved again. And then my third year, I was fortunate enough to be a ski trip executive. And I chose ski trip, I think, mostly because of the reason as to how I got involved with CVC. And kind of going back to the whole first year time, it was like my first knowledge of CVC was ski trip. So I wanted to kind of put credit where it was due and kind of wanted to give back to the ski trip in that sense and hopefully allow people to create those memories and connections that I made. So, yeah, it's just kind of like it's funny kind of how it goes full circle, because I go first, know CVC first through ski trip, and now I'm actually planning that trip, or one of the people who's helping planning that trip. So, yeah, that's how I got involved.
Cool, very cool.
Yeah, I'll take it next. My entry into CVC was actually kind of similar to Aaron's in that I became involved in the drama department, actually, as a cast member of Chin and Chow, which is the annual improv show. And through that, I made the best friends that I've kept ever since my first year. And then I decided to become a drama coordinator to continue to be involved and go on from there. And really, it's like he said, how everything goes full circle. So you really just continue to grow within the club and keep going with the things that you're good at and the people that support you around you. So it's, yeah, really just giving back and making a positive impact because of the positive impact that was given to you.
Very cool.
Well, the way that I got involved with CVC is a little bit less heartwarming. I remember on Imagine Day, my friend was driving me down Southwest Marine, and we kept seeing these signs like saying, like, join CVC, CVC. And then we were like, oh, what is CVC? We were trying to guess what CVC stood for. And I just kind of randomly threw out, like, oh, Chinese Varsity Club? That's, like, all I could come up with. And then some high school friends later told me that, yeah, oh, we signed up for CVC. And I was like, oh, what's CVC? Because I remembered from the road signs. And they're like, yeah, it's just that one party club on campus. And I was like, oh, that seems pretty fun. Like, I don't have any friends. Might as well go for it. And then somehow I got redirected to your executive hiring page, and then I saw that there was like a first-year position on hire, and I was like, you know what? I'll just go for it. I have nothing to lose, and that's why I'm here today.
And the rest is history. Yeah. Aww.
Totally. I think my trajectory is probably more similar to Aaron and Hans, but also, incidentally, it's similar enough to Leanne's. So I first kind of got involved with CVC in my second year officially. But back when I was about to start at UBC, I saw a promo video that one of my high school coaches was in for CVC, and she was actually kind of like, she was part of it, and she was in it, and so I reached out to her, and I said, what is this club? I'm kind of curious about it, and she let me know, and she said, you should give it a try. And so, you know, fast forward to September, you see all of our signs, CVC is always making a big commotion.
Huge,
at clubs,
yeah.
Days and at Imagine Week or Imagine Day Clubs Week, we really bring the hype and the party and bring like a lot of energy to those events to really kind of advertise what we're all about. And I definitely felt that presence. First year, signed up for an interview for our first year position, one of our Froshy positions, very coveted, only 13 out of like 100 people. Slept through my interview.
Wait, no. I did not know that.
My alarm did not go off. I woke up to a phone call from one of the execs being like, hi, this is CVC. Are you coming to your interview? And I was like, yeah, oh, shoot. I totally slept through it. Can I schedule another one for later? So they're like, yeah, that's no problem. Come in at 5. I'm like, great. Came in at like 5:07. Was very nervous. Didn't end up getting the position, as you can imagine.
I mean, you didn't.
Did not make a very good impression.
Did start off strong.
Punctuality isn't our strong suit.
Maybe they could have been like attracted to that. They're like, yeah, I get it. He's one of us. Like, yeah. He's a little bit.
Yeah. So unfortunately, didn't get the position, and because of that, I mean, I didn't have any friends who joined CVC either. Just didn't feel super close to the club. I went out to one event. It was fun. I enjoyed myself a lot. But I kind of drifted a little bit from the club at that point. Fast forward to second year. One of my really good friends, I just ran into her randomly at a coffee shop. She was wearing her CVC shirt. And I thought to myself, holy, okay, if a girl like her can be super nice, super friendly, like fun party, but also like just really genuinely down to earth, maybe CVC is a place that I can vibe with. I decided to sign up for an interview again that year. I went for the interview, wasn't late.
I was gonna say, did you figure it out?
Killed the interview, and I got a position with the drama department as one of their coordinators, and I've been going strong ever since.
Amazing. That's 4 years then.
Yeah, I've been a drama coordinator. I was a ski trip coordinator like Aaron. Then I went and did drama department head, so it's actually the head of the department, and then this year I'm president.
Amazing. Yeah. Look at that, the trajectory. it's exciting to see that because it seems like a lot of you guys have kind of similar origin stories, but at different levels and different times.
Totally.
So it's exciting to see kind of your future and like nostalgically look kind of at your past of your experience here. I have that same kind of thing about CITR. When I first got involved, it like took me about a year to get properly involved, because when you start, you just feel this sort of like everyone knows what's up and like I don't know what's up and I feel disconnected. And then you like find a friend or you make a connection and then you're like, oh, no one knows what's up. Like,
totally.
We're all
confused.
And that's great. And you're all equally like on the same playing field.
Yeah. It's totally like you get out what you put in.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's really hard for a lot of people because we do get like hundreds of applications every year. We can only accept so many people. And so that turns off a lot of people. But if you're like me or you're like Aaron and you're willing to give it another go, we recognize that. We appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
And we, even if you don't make it in the first year, we still want to see you out at our events. We still want to like hang out with you, meet you, just because you weren't necessarily the best fit. And 1 year doesn't mean you won't be another good fit in another year. So I just want to, that's definitely been my experience.
Yeah, and that's a huge amount of people. I mean, like, also throw down for that little humble brag you just put down there. No, but I mean, it's important to know that, like, it's not like, oh, you don't fit here. It's just that there's a lot of people who are excited in only so many positions. And that's really in itself exciting, because if you get in to be involved, it's so cool because then you feel like you're a part of something that really, like, people want you there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really exciting to hear that. And now you're all together here, and it's all working out. It's all coming up roses.
Absolutely.
So tell me, I want to play like a little Two Truths and a Lie for you guys, because I feel like this is a day where we want to learn about CVC, but also we want to learn about students and just like see what it's like. You guys don't necessarily all have to do it. If just someone has one to throw down, and maybe we can have a song after this and people can think on it.
Cool.
What do you think? Do you guys want to do it now or do you want to have a song first?
Yeah, I think he seems to be ready.
Oh, yeah.
David's our, like, pro here. Like, honestly, it sounds like I'm the one in the main chair, but, like, it should be David. David knows what's up.
Nah. You got this, man. I'm like, je ne sais pas. I guess I can do Two Truths and a Lie.
Yeah, and then we'll play a song, and then maybe we can try to have a little brainstorm during the tunes.
For sure. I like to have Two Truths and a Lie that are, like, super out there, so here goes.
Yeah.
My two truths and a lie, my three statements are, I am allergic to maggots, I've broken both my collarbones, and I've been to North Korea.
Okay.
There you go.
I know you've been to North Korea.
Wait, no, you gotta let them know. Oh my, Leanne, you ruined it.
No, it's okay. It's okay. We can work as a team.
Okay.
But I think I'm wrong.
I know the collarbone for sure, because I remember this ski trip, you're like, I don't want to break anything again, and I was like, your collarbone, and you're like, yeah. So I think the collarbone.
But he said both.
No, I remember. I think he did break both.
Okay, so we're, as a team, we're gonna say.
I want to say the lie is the first one, the maggots.
The maggots.
Yeah.
Han, well, I know he's broken at least one collarbone. I'm not sure about the second.
I think twice.
Let's talk about North Korea. So Leanne.
That's doable though.
He's been there, but she thinks she's wrong, so.
Like, okay, I feel like it's come up in a conversation where you're, like, talking about it, and then you're like, oh, yeah, when I was in South Korea, there was, like, a field trip, and then we went to, like, the border.
Just casual.
That's a definite signature on the waiver form for that one.
We can get away.
You don't know if you're coming back.
Yellow school bus to North Korea.
Okay, so are we going to, like, vote as a team? We think it's one.
I think it's one.
All right.
I don't want to speak for everyone, but
I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
I'm going to trust the team members here.
I'll jump ship and vote one.
Okay, yeah. I think your lie is the maggots.
My lie is actually number two. I've only broken my left collarbone.
I swear it was two.
Yeah.
But it was ski trip.
It was ski trip.
Okay.
So you've been to North Korea.
Yeah. Not via South Korea, though.
And you're allergic to maggots?
How does one find out? Yeah.
How is one not allergic to maggots? You know what I mean? Like, how is one like, oh, yeah, maggots are cool. Like,
yeah,
I'm
like, I'll eat them. No worries.
Yeah.
So I actually did a trip to Asia for the first time 2 years ago, and I went to Guangzhou, which is in China. We went to a restaurant, and, like, I'm a pretty adventurous eater. Like, I'll try anything. I've had, like,
balut,
which
North
is,
Korea
like,
story.
semi-formed duck fetus. Like, I'll eat whatever, because I'm down. And I see on the menu there's bunch of pictures, and one of them is a big old fried plate of maggots. And I'm like, yeah, let's try it. It sounds great. So I try it. We eat it. They're not terrible. They're actually pretty good. They're a little bit crispy, a little bit soft in the inside. My mom and my sister were like, they had like one or two in there. They decided that was it for them. But so I ended up finishing the whole plate to myself. It was a sizable plate. Then we go for a walk, and 20 minutes later, I start to not feel so good. And then we get back to the hotel, and I become one huge hive.
Oh, my God.
My throat starts to constrict. I actually look like I'm 70 years old, and I have to go to the hospital and get, like, adrenaline shot up
my body. Gosh. That is amazing. Because, like, there's so many people that would never find that, like, figure that out at any point in their life. Like, they would never go through their life being, like, oh, yeah, like, they could just live their life knowing that they're not allergic to, or they are allergic to maggots. Like, yeah. They'd never find that out, but you just got yourself in a position where you got to find that out.
It was super fun. They weren't bad. I mean, if I wasn't allergic to them, I would potentially eat them again.
Oh, wow. Well, there you go. That's a that's a statement there. I mean, maggots are probably a delicacy, I think, to some extent, right?
Yes. I'm sure.
For some people, so great. Mm-hmm. Why not? I mean, I try it. It sounds
you would try it, right? Like, at least try it.
You describe it as like a little like a crispy snack.
Yeah,
right?
like a little sweet, kind of salty.
Like if like corn nuts had like a middle that was like soft or something. Yeah, you know, a little something. All right, so we've got a tune here that David picked out. Do you want to talk a little bit about which tune you picked?
Oh, sure.
The Carly one?
Yeah, so I picked Carly Rae Jepsen.
Ooh. Yeah, girl.
Because she's hometown hero. Yeah. Love her stuff. And I just want to – she's really – I feel like everybody just thinks Carly Rae Jepsen, oh, that girl who sang Call Me Maybe or the other one that I really, 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 really like. But she's so much more. So she gets kind of pigeonholed into this kind of immature, like annoying, but like really catchy pop. But I find that she is one of the most underrated albums of all time. It's really well critically acclaimed, but nobody knows about it. And it's super mature, actually. And so I kind of wanted to play one of her tracks that I think is just really embodies that. It's got a good beat, good lyrics, and it's not, I really, 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 really like you.
And she's cute as a button. She's so sweet. So this is Run Away With Me by Carly Rae Jepsen, and we're here with CVC on 24 Hours of Student Power here at CITR 101.9. Stay tuned for more here.
Take me to the sea. could turn the world to gold. Just stuff it in your face. Don't stuff it in your face. Though it might look good to eat. Though it might look good to eat. And it might look good to taste. And it might look good to taste. You could get sick. Ick. Real quick. Ick. Real sick. Real.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Don't put it in your mouth. Put it in your ear.
Ick. Don't you put it in your mouth, till you ask someone you love. That's right, sis. If it's okay to eat, if it's okay to eat, like a muffin.
So you're a member of CITR in Discorder, but are you a true friend?
Get a Friends of CITR and Discorder card for $20 for discounts on Main Street at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Biltmore Cabaret, Red Cat Records, Lucky Comics, The Wallflower Modern Diner, Neptune Records, The Rag Machine, The Regional Assembly of Text, and so many more.
Sexual Assault Support Centre, the SASC, is a free and confidential service which provides support to those who have experienced sexual assault, intimate partner violence and harassment. We provide services to folks of all genders, including students, staff, faculty and those who have a connection to the UBC Vancouver campus. We provide crisis and short-term emotional support, legal, medical and campus-related advocacy and outreach and educational programs. We are located in the Student Nest, room 3127. For more information on our hours of operation and other resources and services, please go to our website, amssask.ca, or visit our Facebook page, AMS Sexual Assault Support Centre.
Hello, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 or CITR.ca. My name is Lucy Clarkson, and we're here with CVC chatting about what their club is all about. Welcome back, guys.
Yeah, here we go.
Here we go. Okay, so we were just doing, before we were doing a little bit on Two Truths and a Lie, and we have another one going on here.
Yes, Leanne.
Go Leanne, tell us what you're all about.
Okay, so my three statements are, I almost fell down a glacier while hiking. Today is the first Friday I made it to all of my classes this term. And then number three, I fell asleep during my econ final last year.
Oh my goodness.
Ooh.
That's a tough one.
Those are all very debatable. Like,
yeah.
I can see you doing all three of those things.
Yeah, me too.
Is it three truths?
Yeah, three truths, no lies.
Okay, well, you did say you were coming from class before this, so.
I feel like the class one is like the most believable, but also the least believable. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, it's like you probably missed like half of one class today or something, you know?
Paul, what do you think?
Well, in terms of the final, I've slept through half of my English 12 provincial.
oh,
So
it is doable. Like I've nodded off. Like not fully slept, but I've definitely had inadequate amount of sleep the night before.
Yeah, and they're long, so you can always bring it back and, you know, get everything done still.
Just take a couple 10-minute power nap, you know.
English, if anyone doesn't know, provincials, which do not exist anymore.
They don't. Yeah.
F to the kids who are doing questionable graduating now and don't have to do that. But
they don't get any money.
They were like, yeah, true. We got dollars. Mm. But this was like the thing. This was like the one major exam pretty much that really defined like your university.
I hated those so
like
much.
Choices. Yeah. And it was crazy because it was like this standardized test that was like nothing like you learned in class. And then you had to like go and study specifically for this test. It was just weird.
I remember the English one, like it was so hit or miss because a lot of the students would take it in the summer because it would be quote unquote easier. Mm. Apparently, the provincial, the ones that they give in the summer. But yeah, it's like you can't even study for like at least the English one, like maybe like I guess review, like
just write a lot of essays,
exactly,
or something.
Like because you don't know what you're gonna get. So yeah, I did not like those exams. There.
Well, I mean, I liked the scholarships that came.
Yeah, exactly.
Like the passport to education.
Passport to education. Oh, good times.
Those are nice.
Gosh.
Anyways,
so long ago.
It's truth.
Oh yeah, right.
Or lie. Sorry.
I think number one might be the lie because I feel like
the glacier one.
It's not that Leanne almost fell off a glacier. It's that Leanne
did
fall off a glacier while hiking.
Yes. All right. You are outdoorsy.
We've got to vote for one. I'm gonna vote for two. The classes one. What else are we voting for, guys?
I'm gonna go with two as well. I feel like you definitely did not go to all your classes today, just from knowing you as a person. No offense, Leah, I love you.
Sorry if her profs are listening.
Yeah, I strongly believe that she did fall off the glacier as well. So I think I'm with
all
David
right.
on that.
That's a split.
We're split. All right.
Okay.
Leanne, throw down. What's going on?
It's actually two.
There we go.
I missed the class today. But this is number one. The story behind that was a couple of my friends and I were hiking in Garibaldi, and then we watched a family on the way down because it's a really steep climb up, and so we watched a family before us slide down like a snowpack, and we're like, okay, we'll just avoid the hike down. We'll just slide down, and then I was the last one to go, and then halfway through, I just hear, Leanne, stop what you're doing. Do not go down this path. And I slide to the side a little bit, look over, and all four of my friends are stuck on this ice sheet on the side of a mountain.
Yeah.
And then I was the one who made it out unscathed, luckily. But I got to watch all of my friends tumble down. And it's terrible to say, but it's a pretty funny story.
But afterwards. Were they okay?
They're okay. Yeah, they're okay.
Oh, afterwards. Hectic. At least that, like, yeah, they saved you from tumbling down. Yeah. Oh, man. So, do you guys have a favorite, any of you have a favorite memory of CVC you want to share?
Yeah, sure. I guess I'll go first. Probably, like, my favorite memory would probably be this year. So, we just went, again, like, on our ski trip in January. And just kind of, I've gone to two ski trips as a non-executive, so as a member. And actually being able to, I guess, see how things unfolded for people who, you know, are coming on to this trip and kind of enjoying their weekend with us was a very rewarding experience. And I feel like it also kind of goes back to the whole reason why I applied to be an executive and why a lot of the reasons why people, I guess, apply to be an executive for this club is to give back to like the community. And as I said earlier in my kind of how I got involved into CVC was my first interaction was with Ski Trip. So just being able to kind of give back and see, I guess, our hard work pay off. Let me tell you, planning a trip for a big amount of people, you know, buses, hotels and stuff like that is not an easy task. And there's a lot of logistics involved and a lot of promoting. So just kind of seeing all our hard work pay off, a lot of the grinding, as they say, was probably my most rewarding experience. I guess like another experience or memory, I should say, is just like any event really is just honestly a good time. Whether it be, again, like with the ones that we have, like I guess Imagine Day is considered an event, or this year we had Clubs Week, a whole kind of a week of events for people. So just in general, just kind of, and going back to again what David said, was just get out there and really just get involved, whether it be as an executive or as a member. Just go to these events, meet new people, create new connections, and the rest will kind of just pay on its own. And yeah, I'm a very firm believer as well, is like you get back what you put in. And it goes both ways. I feel like it's a two-way street with this club.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah. We got a little like like preach.
Yeah, yeah, no, honestly, yeah.
Some casual plug-ins.
But honestly, I mean, I say it all the time, but like join a freaking society, guys. Like do something. If you're in first year, second year, and you're like, I find this is like huge, even if people live off campus or people live at home and like graduated locally, I think it's a big problem because people stick with their like their high school friends and then they don't get the whole university experience. Like if you can learn anything from someone who's about to graduate with an arts degree, is that your degree is such a small part of your university career. It is only going to get you so far. The people that you meet, the experiences that you have, the other stuff that you learn about, that is going to go so much farther. And like, if I had just done my degree and walked out of here, I probably would have felt like my university experience was super hollow and like kind of whatever. And UBC, it's got a lot of stuff that is going on for it sometimes. It's a bit like, why are you doing this? Why are you creating a large tree shadow in the middle of our quad? But it also has so many options, and it does really try to support all the clubs and really make it like a social atmosphere here. So just join stuff. I mean, I know we're just talking about memories, but like that, I always have to emphasize that, like join a club, join 10 clubs and just figure it out.
Yeah, I was just gonna say join like a bunch because some of them aren't gonna work out.
Yeah.
But you're more likely to find one that you actually really want to stick with. And I mean, you've been with CITR for, you said, 6 years?
6 years,
and
yeah.
CVC is four of my years too, and so I totally vibe with that. I mean, when I was in first year, I signed up for like 6 or 7. I spent like $100 on Clubs Week.
Yeah.
Just like signing up for memberships. I think I went to, like, there were some clubs I literally didn't even go to a single event. But I, you know, through that process, you find something that really speaks to you.
Yeah, for sure.
It's so important.
Sure, and it's it's like, I think it's also such a good time to do it in the first couple of years because you get really kind of caught up in everything after a while. And I say 6 years at CITR, but I've actually like left school for a year. So I was a community member for a year instead of a student. And then also I went on exchange. So I actually wasn't at CITR, but like in my heart I was. So actually it's been 4 years as well. But when I left on exchange, I actually joined a bunch of like outdoor clubs. And that was crazy because like I'd been at CITR for so long and it was my home. It was like, this is where I am. This is where I live now. And then going to a different country and being like, oh, like let's just do something entirely different, and tried like surfing and like rock climbing and stuff. And that was amazing too. So like, don't pigeonhole yourself too early and just like try everything and like just get out there and like join everything and have fun. And yeah. Anyone else have good memories?
Yeah, mine's a little less wholesome than Aaron's.
Aww.
But not only is this my favorite CVC memory, but it's my favorite story to tell in general. So it was at one of the CVC parties I went to in my second year. And right before the party, I left my umbrella somewhere in the room, but I could not find it after. So
I haven't heard this
story. I go up to one of my friends and I ask him to help me find it. And his name's David too, not this David, but he's just a really stoic, calm guy. He's never shown emotion in the 5 or 6 years that I've known him.
Quiet dude.
He doesn't get angry at anything. And I ask him to help me find my umbrella. And so we go and search. And eventually he says, hey man, I found your umbrella. And he walks up to me. And this umbrella's one of those long, full-length ones. It has a wood handle and everything. So it was really special to me because it was expensive. But he looks me dead in the eye and takes the umbrella and snaps it over his knee. What? And he hands me one half of it and takes the other half and walks away. No emotion on his face the whole time. When I asked him about it the next morning, he just looked at me and said, I don't remember that. And he continues to deny it to this day. But I don't know. Maybe something.
He didn't like the umbrella, man.
He didn't like the umbrella. Yeah. He was angry at me. We'll never know.
Something snapped inside him and he was like, I gotta break it.
He snapped my umbrella.
That's amazing.
Damn. That was so funny.
Bonding moments, yeah. I guess. That's the takeaway. I don't really know if there's a takeaway from that.
We're still good friends, but I like to bring it up every now and then.
Amazing.
Hilarious.
Do you have a memory, David?
Oh my God. Like,
memories.
After 4 years, there are literally so many. My mind is absolutely saturated. One that I think sticks out for me is one from this year as well, you know. Proximity.
Yeah.
Right? The mind starts to get foggy after you become old.
You become an elder, like us.
but it was at the end of Clubs Week. which, if nobody knows, is a like Goliath mammoth effort.
Holy.
But so I'm the president this year, so I was really like very much involved with like everything, and I think I probably put around 60 to 70 hours in that week just on CBC stuff. So I was doing boothing at Clubs Week like 3 or 4 hours a day, and then we had an event every single day, so I was going to that. And then straight out of Clubs Week, we go into our interviews, and so we spent the whole weekend doing interviews. So from Saturday to Monday, we spent 20 hours just doing interviews, interviewing like 100 plus people. And then straight into that, on Monday night, we go straight into deliberations, and we deliberate overnight for about 7.5 hours is, I think, what we took. So we went from 10 to 6 in the morning because we had an hour break. And so, you know, there's just like, so much has been going on. Your mind is at capacity. You've gotten 2 hours of sleep. You've gotten no hours of sleep the other, like, for the other days. But there was just this feeling of euphoria because it's the beginning of the year. It's where you get all the members. It's where you're hiring new people, so you get to make really fun phone calls. And I just remember sitting in the office kind of on that Tuesday afternoon feeling totally wiped but also just totally energized. And getting to call the people that we decided to offer positions to, and it was a really amazing feeling, but probably also a little bit cloudy because I was completely sleep deprived. It's one of those like slap happy moments.
Absolutely, like overwhelmed with just the amount of work that's been going on, in a good way though.
Yeah, I think there's so much behind the scenes work that people don't necessarily see, or that just It really makes you so much more invested in what you do, and I think you must understand this as well. There's what you put forward, and what you put forward is only possible because of what you've done behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what really speaks to people, I think.
Absolutely. I mean, it's just incredible to hear because I feel like so many people don't know how much work goes into making all these things and these clubs happen, and they're all by, like, people who, like, not to discredit anyone who, like, basically we just don't know what we're doing. Like, everyone's just trying to figure it out as we
totally.
Go. Everything, like, when you assign yourself to a position apply for a position and you get it, and you're, like, so stoked. You're, like, you got this position, and then you go,
what
like,
what do I do?
And then you hit this wall, like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Like, what have I done? Now I have to do this. Like,
trial by fire.
Trial by fire fully. Like, figure it out. Fail maybe a lot, but then the more your club is established, the more you have people who know and like can help you prevent you from like those hiccups and helping you support you and stuff, and it makes like so many cool things happen. And seeing how much that has really grown on different clubs on the university campus, and we do actually have a few more social clubs popping up these days, which is kind of cool because No Funcouver like definitely has a rep, and it's nice to have these like clubs that really want to support student life, and so much work goes into it, and it's amazing to hear that how much you care about it, because it really so important, because it shows in the events that end up happening. So really cool. Okay, so we're going to stop again for just a quick song here. Let everyone take a breather, and then we're going to finish up just talking a little bit about where you can find CVC, what kind of events are coming up for them, and all this sort of stuff. So stay tuned a little bit longer, and stay tuned all the way through the rest of the day here for 24 Hours of Student Power. And this is the song. It's Ash and Nyla, Sing It Back. Do you want to talk about it, Leanne?
Yeah, sure. So Ash is actually, I think, a producer based out of Montreal. I read his bio last night looking for the song because I was like, I wasn't sure if he was from Canada, but he's actually from Cairo, and he came over to Montreal a couple years ago, and he's been making some really chill music ever since, and I really like his style.
Very cool. So this is Ash and Nyla, Sing It Back.
When you are ready, I will surrender. Take me and do as you will. Ever you want, your ways are the best ways. Take me and do as you will. I have succumbed to this passive sensation, peacefully falling away. I am your zombie, your wish will command me. Life as I fall to my knees.
Now you can help it if you have been tempted by fruit hanging ripe on the tree. And I feel useless, don't care what the truth is. You will be here come the day. Truth, do you hear me? Don't try to come near me. So tired, I sleep through the light. If you desire to lay here beside me, come to my sweet melody. Sing it back.
Back to CITR 101.9 here for 24 hours of student power, and my name is Lucy Clarkson. We're here with CVC, just finishing off our hour here, having a little boogie to the last tune that Leanne chose. It's so fun, really dug that. So we're just gonna finish off here talking a little bit about what's coming up here, guys. What's coming down the pipeline for CVC?
Okay, one of our upcoming events is that we have a poke cooking class hosted with UBC Food Society. It's just like a little fun cooking class where we, you know, gather around, learn how to make poke, and just good times all around. Food included with the prize.
Cool, love that.
March 1st.
And that's on March 1st. Thanks, David.
Consummate president over here, always helping out.
Yeah. So this one's honestly not even that too far or far away. April 27th to 29th, we have our Cabin Fever, which is like a member retreat. So if you guys remember your grade 7 camping days, it's actually going to be a Camp Jubilee. For those who remember that. So it's just honestly like team bonding experiences throughout the day, meeting new people, again, just creating connections with members and executives of the club. And then obviously nighttime, we're going to have some good vibes, some good party vibes, and everyone just kind of has a good time.
Lit party.
Yeah, cool. Camp Jubilee is like the best ever too.
You can like wreck all of your childhood memories of Camp Jubilee by like making it completely not wholesome.
Yeah, exactly. Like do the ropes course. Like yeah. It'll be so good. Okay, go for it.
All right. March 3rd at Richmond Christian Secondary is Throw It Back Dodgeball Tourney. So bring out your team of 6 to 8 and dodge, dip, dive, duck, and dodge your way to victory.
He's in sports, so you clearly know that was
And so finally on March 11th, we have our annual gala and immersive theater experience, Chin and Chow. It's a comedy show. You get to do it like the audience is basically in the show as well. You interact with the cast members. It's really fun. great dinner. It's going to be at the Holiday Inn, so fancy pantsy.
Oh, so fancy.
Get dressed up, have a catered meal, and watch a sick show. So yeah, check us out. You can also find all of our events on our Facebook page, UBCCVC, or you can check out our website, UBCCVC.ca.
Amazing, UBCCVC.
Yeah,
it rolls off the tongue.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for coming out, guys. We had such a blast today here in the studio for 24 Hours of Student Power. I just want to ask one more thing. Any one person just wants a shout out and give a little, like, round us off and saying, why should people join CVC?
Go for it, Leanne.
So earlier we talked about, like, it's just really great to join a club and just be involved with whatever experience to enrich your university.
Just whatever.
I mean, like, whatever speaks to you. And, like, for me, when I joined CVC, I realized that it gave me a really nice home base. Mm-hmm. So it gave me, like, a home base. So it let me, you know, like, I settled down and then I realized, you know what, I can go out and reach and, like, try new experiences.
Yeah.
And if those experiences fail, I always have, like, a safe home to return
to. Absolutely.
And that's really great.
I think the whole idea of just, like, kind of family and just having people to rely on, whether it be, like, honestly, like, I know some, when it comes to midterm seasons, we all study together.
Yeah.
It's honestly just kind of knowing that whenever you come to campus, there's whatever amount of other individuals who share the same ideas, share the same passion with you. So just try it out. Honestly, the worst that can happen is if it's not for you, it's not for you. But I think you should always kind of, as Nike says, just do it and just apply it. You'll get the best experiences, I feel. It's honestly been a game changer for me in terms of my university experience.
Wow, amazing. That's so great to hear, guys. Thank you so much again for coming out here. UBC, CBC, find them on Facebook.
Yeah.
And, and go out and hang out and stay tuned here on CITR for 24 Hours of Student Power. We've got the Indigenous Collective next, All Access Pass. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you, Lucy.
Bye now.
We are the UBC Musical Theater Troupe. We aim to provide the joys of musical theater to everyone on campus.
Whether it be by participating in our productions, joining our band, or working backstage, we welcome all levels of experience.
Check us out on Facebook for more information.
525,600 minutes. Hey, it's Cynthia from the Bike Kitchen. We moved, but we are still nearby. The Bike Kitchen is now located on East Mall in the trailer between Irving, Cape Barber, and Brock Hall. Come down and check out our selection of used bikes, work on your bike with our tools, or get a tune-up by one of our pro mechanics. We have a 1 or 2 day turnaround on all tune-ups. Check out our website, thebikekitchen.com, for more information about our services and prices.
Are you looking for your next step in education or to travel? Learn about undergraduate and postgraduate programs, professional degrees and doctorates, as well as work abroad, language, travel, and internships at the Study and Go Abroad Fair on February 25th at the Vancouver Convention Center. Admission is free, so check out www.studyandgoabroad.com for more information.